Hey, I want the evidence. I want the evidence, well, of a lot of things. Somebody wants to sell me a car. Somebody wants to sell me land. And there's got to be some evidence about how good it is. And, well, we want to check into it. We really do. In law enforcement, we have a thing that has been called trace evidence. You want to have evidence when you go to trial. You want to have evidence when you deal with somebody, well, convicting them of a crime. Is there any evidence? That's the issue. Back when I did a lot of field work in dealing with satanic ritual abuse, I would go to law enforcement, and one specific chief, you know what he'd do? He'd always say to me, Russ, bring us the bodies. Bring us the evidence, and we'll go even further. Evidence is a big thing, and we're going to talk about the evidence of the spirit of Antichrist. Let me tell you why. Listen, as we get into this on August the 26th, Thursday evening, 2010, it's because millions already are seduced and drawn in to the spirit of Antichrist. And the attempted goal ultimately will be that billions will come under the persuasion of, and ultimately in the Antichrist himself, that would be the pinnacle. That would be the absolute pinnacle of the work of the spirit of Antichrist. Now, very clearly, for all those who are believers, in the book of 1 John, chapter 4, and as you read the entire book, we're to test the spirits. We're to be able to recognize the difference. You see, the dark side comes in such masqueraded ways. This is why the Bible talks about a secret power of lawlessness. It talks about counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, counterfeit writings, counterfeit experiences, counterfeit everything. So the need then is for a discernment to know the difference. It is very clear. Well, we're going to look at some of the evidences here in just a moment. Let me mention right now that this is the last day before I take off for Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're going to go to the As It Was in the Days of Noah conference. We're going to a conference that deals with prophecy. And listen, if there is any chapter in the Bible that deals with the heavy weight of biblical end-time prophecy, well, that is clearly Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24. I've said all week, not in that chapter. You're not going to find in that chapter Sylvia Brown or remote viewers. You're not going to find Edgar Cayce or Nostradamus. You're not going to find the Mayan prophecies. Not even Webbot will be there. You're going to find standing there Logos in human flesh. And so there's going to be this massive unveiling of the end of days. And it all begins with Jesus saying, don't let anybody deceive you. Many will come in my name. They're going to claim they are the Christ, and they shall deceive many. So I'm going to tell you right now that, listen, what you're listening to tonight involves the corruption of and attempted stealing of the souls of individuals. Well, they could lose their lives forever, for eternity. So the spirit of Antichrist and all that is behind the dark side's operation, already gripping hundreds of millions in a plotted, planned, functioning seduction using supernatural, massive deception. Now, they're the originators of the lie. They're the originators. It's their nature. It's their way. And so that's why we have said again and again, it does burn my britches. That does, it bothers me. There is a motivation within me to say, we've got to get to individuals before they are completely dragged into the deepest of spiritual holes. And it's vital because everything the Spirit of God shows us is that not just billions, I mean millions and millions, but eventually billions will be the goal of the Antichrist himself. Precursors to the Antichrist in the very, very end of days, the spirit of Antichrist, operative, well, We can go back 2,000 years. And there we go. So we're going to talk about some of that at the conference. I'll be doing a session on Friday called 500 Million Satanic Rituals. And then on Saturday, I will work on the issue of the Black Awakening, the coming chaos, the great, the revolt, the red horse of Revelation 6. L.A. Marzulli will be there. Andrew Hoffman will be there. And Connie Huff will be there. Of course, Minister Dante Fortson will be there. And it's going to be a great thing. So all believers out there, put your prayers up for us Thursdays and Friday. Just pour out some prayer over us for those that are traveling there. May God give you great mercy and blessing. And may there be an incredible encounter. We're praying. Listen, even when I do a conference, it's all about God coming in great power and great might. People that might be getting saved or healed or delivered. Engagement to incur. So who knows all that will go on. We'll report on it later on. Sunday night, I should be doing a live show from Las Vegas. From the Sunday Night Blog Talk. So go to shatterthedarkness.net. And by the way, if you're listening tonight, you're brand new because we're constantly having many, many new folks come on and many, many new folks go to the archives and download shows. So in the series we're doing this week, every week we'll be putting up what the series will be and this week the theme. And it covers six actual one-hour broadcasts, Monday, Tuesday twice, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday. Now, we have other broadcasts that we put up and other MP3s that are up, and the Becoming Powerful in Prayer will be added to, and we've already put another one up this week that is part 11 of the Dark Powers, Dark Rituals series that is ongoing. So as you look over the theme, we must know the difference. That's what it is this week. We've got to know the difference between the spirit of Christ and or the spirit of Antichrist. Romans chapter 8 says, if you have not the spirit of Christ, you are none of his. And we read clearly in 1 John chapter 4 that every spirit operating in any person, in any way, in any experience, that does not acknowledge. The word confession there literally means that they would agree with completely that Jesus Christ is God in human flesh, that Jesus Christ is, this is homologi or homologos, and it's meaning to agree with completely, the same. And if a spirit operating in a person or engaging in an experience, channeling, visions, remote viewing, astral projection, whatever it may be, automatic writing, if the spirit does not acknowledge, agree with, and completely reveal that this is Logos, Christ, God in human flesh, Savior of the world, sinless, dying on the cross, all that the Bible says, prophets and apostles and scripture, and well then, the Spirit of God says that is the spirit of Antichrist. An operating presence that cannot and will not confess that Jesus Christ is all that, well, Scripture, all that the Spirit of God from the Old Testament massively to the New Testament, all that it says. So it's very important that we realize in this series this week. And I would pray that God would give to every believer in Christ great insight and really spur you on to, do some of the things we're going to talk about tonight. Because we're going to talk about the six evidences or ways in which we can know. And we're going to go over these things that will be very helpful for us. Why? Why even learn about them? Why deal with them? Sons and daughters, moms and dads, people all around us, seduced by the spirit of Antichrist, and it could steal their lives in deception, guide and misuse their lives completely, and eventually cut them off from relationship to God and eternal life that is to come, that God has given in the work of, well, clearly the real Christ of the cross. So, my friends, all those who are new, all those who are just out there hanging with us and listening, all those who pray for us, all those who write us, welcome to Shatter the Darkness live broadcast and to the archives in all these countries around the world. Blessings to you in your native cities and countries, in Russia and China, in New Zealand and in Germany and France and England, Scotland, and I can go on and on. Grateful to have you here. And take a look, shatterthedarkness.net. That is the main site. There is a bio that gives information on me, only because so many people constantly ask. My name is Russ Dizdar, and we are here together in a providential 1 hour that we get on this Thursday, August the 26th. Now, the content can be used at any time, anywhere. That we're going to be sharing here. We can look at news events and things that are going on and listen. Some of the things, the miners that are trapped, Pakistan and the people. I watched today as a young little Pakistani boy was being interviewed where the people behind him were fighting over food and water. Because I guess 90,000 or more displaced in China, and I don't know how many, all across the board. It's just bad to see this kind of human condition. And to see him say, you know what he said? You know what this young man said? All I want to do is to go to school and learn and live a happy life. That's not much to ask for. That's not much to ask for at all. And that's why, you know, we've got to be engaged. And for all of us that have good things, remember the words of Francis Schaeffer, the non-compassionate use of accumulated wealth. You know, we've got things and we can give and we can do things and we can help out. And that's what it's just the norm for real believers. And that's what we're all about. So let's do it. Let's do the mission. And in the context of that mission, the central issue, salvation, healing, deliverance, they fed them. They fed the folks. They helped them with food. They helped them with places. And so it's all of that in this work. Today, we're going to go over in the Spirit of Antichrist. The series deals here tonight with, evidences and or six areas that we can take a look at that give us the evidence concerning the Spirit of Antichrist. Now, obviously, we're going to go first biblically. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. When the phrase Spirit of Antichrist, when we realize that that actual phrase is there. So number one is the evidence of biblical revelation. If you know anything about the inspiration of Scripture, the plenary inspiration of Scripture, Benjamin Warfield has a great book, a great theological work on the inspiration of Scripture. René Pache, I believe a French theologian of the past, called the authority of Scripture, I believe it is. And we've got it listed. We've had it out before. But to understand that it took 1,600 years, basically, using 40 different writers, most of which never knew each other in any possible way, from three different continents and three different languages. And this is what ultimately brought about the Bible. It's the most incredibly put together, transmitted, protected manuscripts. I mean, it's when it comes to the archaeological, guess what happens? The Bible is constantly affirmed again and again and again and again through archaeological digs. When it comes to the historical side, again and again and again. When it comes to the manuscript side, again and again and again. On a human scale, it's beyond anything. Both Old and New Testament, the manuscripts are beyond, on a human scale, anything else. But what we want to get to is that it's all the language of the Spirit of God in the book of 1 Corinthians. You can read chapters 2 and 3. You're going to see where that everything that has been revealed, literally all the Scripture that we're talking about, has come from the Spirit of God. He is revealed to us. And for believers, you've been given the Spirit of God so that you can understand all of it. Because it is, given by the Spirit of God, and it's going to take the Spirit of God to help us understand. And so in that chapter, it talks about how spiritual truths have been released in the actual words. The actual words. And so it's very important for us to understand that, the rest of Scripture, that all of Scripture is breathed out by God. Very powerful Greek word there, very descriptive, a picture of a breathing out by God. Whatever writer, they all knew this. One thing about all these 40 writers, they were in direct relationship with God. They knew God. They walked with God. They knew they were being moved along and carried in the writings. And so we have this inspiration with the ultimate end that the Scripture is actually called, well, in Hebrews, you can read this in the first four chapters. The Holy Spirit says, whether the writer says, the Scripture says, God says, or the Holy Spirit says. Now, he'll do that. The writer, being guided by the Spirit of God, recognizes that all the Scripture that he's quoting from the Old Testament and writing, he says, and the Holy Spirit says, or the Holy Spirit said. And that's when he's quoting Scripture. Every verse of Scripture that we quote, we can say, and the Holy Spirit says. Now, again, whether there's somebody that rejects that, that's your decision, but you will not be able to get out of the way the issue of the inspiration. Yes, the Bible has been banned and burned and sought to be destroyed over these 2,000 years. But to this very day, the incredible development and placement in languages all over the world. Last I looked, over 1,500 being translated into those languages all over the world. And hundreds of millions coming to Christ through the living, enduring, infallible, inerrant, supernatural Word of God. Now, I mention all of that because when I say that we begin with biblical evidences, biblical evidences will bring revelation accurate concerning the dark side. And if you study long enough, you're going to find that it's all consistent. And the Scripture continues to add more and more and more and more as you read concerning how this fallen cherub, Satan, operates, his origins, his nature, his methodology. And what we need to know most right now, what has been mostly neglected, is the agenda. And that's part of what we've been doing, is if you've been listening. We're dealing a lot with the agenda, and the spirit of Antichrist is a part of the operating work of all this dark presence. The goal, as we've already said, it's a lying spirit, a seducing, a deceiving presence, that when individuals listen to and receive the content of the spirit or spirits that operate in this way, they're going to, number one, have the real Christ ripped away from them. And secondly, a replacement, as we've already said this week, given to them. And always a lesser, a de-deified, non-saving, psychic Jesus, alien Jesus, cult Jesus, all demonstrating that the finite spirits will not, cannot acknowledge the true Christ, though they do know who he is and fear him terribly. They fear his name. Now, on the other side of all of this, they not only cannot because of their nature, they will not, and they're in a battle against. And this is what every believer needs to know. This is what New Agers need to understand. This is what many people who are seekers need to understand. Read it, Ephesians chapter 6, that the struggle, the battle here is not against flesh and blood. There's massive spiritual warfare and battling going on. And again, the Spirit of God says it's principalities and powers and rulers and those wicked forces in the heavenly realms. The Spirit of God says that they will come seducing many. The Spirit of God says, 2 Thessalonians 2, they will operate as a secret power of lawlessness in orchestrating the eventual birth, raising, and then apocalypse of Antichrist. That means the unveiling publicly. See, the Antichrist will be here for many, many years prior to his visible, physical, spiritual unleashing to the world when they've set the world up for that need so that he can take control. Now, behind that, behind all of it, behind what's going on, the number one evidence I can read, listen, books and books and books, as I said the other day, and we do, we try to read and listen and learn from everybody. But again, the grid is, what does the Holy Spirit say? What does the Scripture say? What does God say? When Jesus quoted Scripture, even against Satan, he said that these are the very words of God, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. That's what Scripture is considered. And in it is a living presence of God. In it is Him speaking. They have power in the words, God's power. They have life in the words, God's life. And they enable us with faith and strengthen us. So if there is any book that is the premier, spiritually powerful, in-depth book of massive insight and knowledge, accurate and true, is the Scripture. And it's all about God conveying massive communication. Bottom line, God seeks to bring us back to Him. God seeks to bring us into relationship. That's what it's all about. So if you're a seeker, you're going to find out, whether it's the New Age movement or a lot of other esoteric spiritual things, all kinds of experiences, but none of it will lead you to what I'm talking about here. Direct relationship, direct fellowship, personal knowing, with the Spirit of God dwelling in you, not only giving you the power to live a new life and the Holy Spirit's insight from the inside out, supernatural enablement, but the awareness of God's love and care for your life personally. And indwelling is that clear Holy Spirit witness of the eternal life that's to come. Now, that's all found, again, in the real Christ and what He's done for us. So, number one, I want to say biblically, we've got to go biblically to what does the Spirit of God say? What does God say? Number two, let's deal with historically. When it comes to the Spirit of Antichrist, the early church had to deal with the Nicolaitans. They had to deal with many other things. But one of the big things that really came 40 and 50 and 60 and 80 and 150 years was the Gnostics. The Docetics, the Cerinthian, the Gnostics. The Gnostics, they had many different writings, and they had leaders. And the book of 1 John really is designed to expose and counter that kind of Gnostic demonic didache, demonized or inspired teaching that was out there. And so there's the so-called Gospel of Mary, Gospel of Judas. I've got those. I've read those. We've read the materials, Thomas and so forth. And here's what you're going to find. You'll find a particular spirit behind those writings. Not the Spirit of God, but the Spirit of Antichrist. And the Spirit of Antichrist in the Gnostic writings will take you completely away from the God in Christ, Savior of the world, who died, rose from the dead, and is coming again, and gives the gift of eternal life, and has a passion that we be drawn back to Him. You're not going to find that in any of the Gnostic writings speaking. And they were spiritually inspired. But anybody understanding Luciferic, the doctrine, and the agenda of ultimate globalism, but the idea of an evolution, a progressive spiritual development. And the Gnostics were taught that they can go through these spiritual experiences to reach deity, and that they needed to. And that the only way to do it was to have teachers that already had it in them, that they could learn from directly, and the teacher, which means they have those spirits in them, has to initiate them and take them into a spiritual experience which means transferring spirits on them, in them, to open them up to this process. And it's a never-ending process. The Gnostics were seeking to go through, you know, experience after experience after experience, all trying to lead them to deity, all trying to lead them to godlike status. And guess what? Of all the years, no one ever made it. Finite spirits and finite doctrines of demons cannot lead you there. And so historically, when studying the New Testament, even the book of Colossians is a great book that deals with the concept of the Gnostic, of setting angels that we need to get in touch with, and into angel worship, and into a whole lot of other spiritual hoops to go through in order to get spiritual, in order to get, God-likeness, per se. And so the book of Colossians is going to be very good, and it's aimed at making sure, because here's the issue. Both the book of Colossians and the book of 1 John, they're written to believers. You know why? Because the spirit of Antichrist, the spirits that are guiding those who embrace them, are actually moved, guided, directed. They have the audacity to try to come right into the church. I think every believer needs to understand that the dark side has the audacity to try to steal all believers. You ever read Matthew 24 and Jesus talking about to deceive the elect if that were possible? Did you ever realize that all the content is originally given for believers? Don't let anybody deceive you. I mean, we are the ones taught. The book of John, we're going to read in there as you read it through this week, hopefully, that it says these things are written to you. I'm writing to you. The Spirit of God is guiding the writer. Writing to you. Why is God writing to you? Why is God wanting you to have this written grapha, this content? Because of those who are trying to lead you astray. Please understand, seducing spirits with the power of supernatural deceit, they have no problem trying to go after believers in Christ and seduce them and pull them away. And I wonder whether there's a few believers out there listening that have been drawn away. That whether it's a Jehovah Witness or whether it's a New Ager or whether it's some practice somebody wants to draw you into, whether it's into astrology, and somebody's pulled you into some spiritual practices that you know does not jive with God the Holy Spirit. Many times that happens because believers who are not deeply experienced in growing in Christ and the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, those who are carnal and weak, well, they become the prey. And I want to tell you right now, the dark side loves to mess up believers. Dealing with underground Satanists and demonized individuals, they love messing up believers, messing up churches. The dark side, listen, the body of Christ worldwide, see, there's a lot of Christians criticizing, but you got to realize something. It is the number one target of attack. Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Now, what he said was, we're going to be birthed in the context of a battle. That we will have the weaponry of indestructible and being indefeatable, ultimately, if we're going to take up the cross, follow Christ, live in the Word of God, and live in the experience of the Spirit of God. There will be a clear superiority. Even the authority of Christ himself is granted to us to trample on the dark side to overcome. So that's what you see in the obedient believers in the book of Acts. They became stronger and stronger and more powerful to the point that nobody could stop them unless they killed them. They were fruitful. God operated powerfully, but they were the obedient. They weren't the slackers. They weren't the believers who just sit around and listen and watch everything go by. They weren't just believers saying, I'm glad I'm going to go to heaven and not go to hell but do nothing. They were the believers that said, okay, I'm taking up my cross. This Savior is so awesome, my Savior. I'm going to follow him, and we've got to get to the world. And I'm compelled by the love of Jesus Christ to reach out to others. God so loved the world. God's not willing that even one perish. Do you know the power of his heart, God's heart, God's emotion, God's passion. Well, you read it in Timothy chapter 2. This, in praying for the lost, in praying for people to be saved, this is good and pleases God our Savior, who wills all, pas anthropos, all peoples, to be saved. So if you're in Russia, if you're in Paris, if you're in Madrid, if you're in London, if you're in Pretoria, if you're in Bangalore, if you're there at the Hawaii Islands or way up in Canada, high up there in Canada, I see some folks are downloading. No matter where you're listening, I want you to know that God, when we read second chapter of Timothy, it says, praying for people to be saved, this is good. Now listen, it reveals a lot. This is good and pleases God, who wills, desires, wants, is the word. Pas anthropos, all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. There's just no doubt about it. That is the passion of God, and every believer that's involved in that passion will find the fullness and the power and the grace of God in the Book of Acts style. So number two, the spirit of Antichrist could be seen in the greatest attack and confrontation was with really the Gnostics in the early church, and they were just pregnant with the spirit of Antichrist in their proclamations, their utterances, their practices, their writings. That's why none of those writings, people talk about, well, the lost books of the Bible. Sorry, friends, there are no lost books of the Bible. The Holy Spirit didn't make any mistakes. He didn't have any of his books out there that said, oh, I forgot to get one in. God was so sovereign in the development of the canon. And the Holy Spirit is going to utterly reject any writings that didn't come from him. And he rejected all Gnostic and the pseudo grapha of the day, the false writings of the day. And there was a lot of them. So what you have in the Bible is no mistake. It is exactly what the Spirit of God wanted and the content. And even that can be found as you read in 1 Corinthians, that that it's all laid out for us, that it's all intended for us, on whom the fulfillment of the ages have come. So it's a very selected work, the Word of God, and it's incredible. But historically, the spirit of Antichrist can be clearly seen in the operating nature of the Gnostics and of later groups later on, and of individuals that began to claim they were the Christ. So anywhere there are, you know, we're going to talk about writings and so forth, but it all is what Jesus said. That the first issue of the end of days, don't let anyone deceive you. And he says then directly, prophesying about the end of days, for many will come in my name. And they will claim that they are the Christ, and they will deceive many. So at this setting right here, right now, as you're listening, hundreds of millions worldwide already snagged by the spirit of Antichrist, because the spiritual alternative teaching has been to obscure the real Christ, present a false one, and lure people into that. And that's the New Age movement. That's a number of esoteric, occult teachings. And the goal, listen, it boggles the mind. The goal of this alternative spiritual presence in the world is to grab billions. With the rise of the Antichrist and the false prophet, billions will be grabbed. And so if you're hearing this prior, if you're hearing this now, and then all of a sudden a day comes when all hell breaks loose in the world, everything collapses, but out of nowhere a regime rises and an individual rises, and he's the most powerfully speaking and seems to have all the answers, and everybody's turning to him, and the development of a new age, a new world order, and a new leader, and then all of a sudden another rises out of nowhere, under the earth, out of the ground, out of somewhere, a false prophet, a Theron, a beast, as God calls him. doing the most supernaturally demonstrative physical, visible signs and wonders, all of which is to grip the world with the pinnacle of expressed, manifested satanic power, to blind them and obscure and take away the real Christ from their minds and hearts and replace with the Antichrist himself. And if you're a New Ager, if you're someone that's into the spiritual esoteric stuff, looking back at the Gnostics, looking to the 2012ers, if you're already gripped by that spirit of Antichrist, you are now layered, you've got the precursors, you're in grave danger. Can I ask you a question? What is it in you that doesn't allow you or you don't desire the real Christ, God in human flesh? What is the real issue there? The one that purposely loves you and demonstrates it at the cross, who blasted apart the finality of death in his resurrection. Can you see anyone else like him? Look at him. Listen to him. No one can say the words or do what he's done. The angels of God recognized it. The Spirit of God testified to him. This is the Christ, Son of the living God. He's fully man because of us, representing the human race, you, and he's fully God. He wins over sin, Satan, death, hell, all of it. And the door now, because of that cross, my friend, wide open. But in the history of the development of the church, the body of Christ, which is to be proclaiming this message and taking it as Jesus commanded to the ends of the earth, to the highways and to the byways, to every single human person, to that little boy in Pakistan that just wanted all the floodwaters to go away and just wanted to go to school and have a happy life. Jesus said, "The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I've come that they might have life and abundantly, full." If anybody brings the qualitative happy life, it is Christ. Do you know him? Point number three in this session. The current issues. Number one, biblical. Number two, the historical. Number three, the current. Well, the current issue is this, that with the precursors of spiritual guidance pre-Nazi Germany and then the unleashing after the war worldwide, the development, it goes back to Helena Blavatsky, yes. A writer that came later in the 30s and later on writing volumes of work, and other writers that became the foundation of what has been called NAM, the New Age Movement. In America, some say 65 million or more people are embracing the spiritual movement. And usually they'll say things like this: "I'm not into religion, I'm into spirituality." Exactly what I said in the end of the 60s and 70s. As I got the literature, as I was reading, as I was listening to so many different things, I was saying that very thing. I'm not going to church. I prided myself. I'm not going to church. I'm not dressing up. I'm not going to that stuff. Man, I'm spiritual. I was dead spiritually. I mean, I was being preyed upon, and I had no defenses. Like millions. The 60s was the second largest proliferation of occult literature, according to the historian James Webb, that opened the doors. And whether you go back to the 30s, the writings, and what occurred with the end of the war with the Nazis and the spreading of spiritism and mediums, and those who are seers of the dead, those who are into the secret societies, those who are in the spirit of Antichrist has literally gone global. So much so that the entire array of the Luciferic side is seemingly hanging in the air. You can feel the oppression. You can feel the ominous work. The hundreds of millions worldwide, experiences, events, doctrines they're reading, channeling, voices in their head, possessions, visitations on their bed, all kinds of things. All kinds of things are occurring. And if we look at New Agers throughout Europe, which is worse than the United States, and then also there's Canada and Australia and so forth, you're talking hundreds of millions that have been directly engaged, that have been seduced into, and they have gripped the spirit of Antichrist. They're being set up for the great betrayal. They're being set up for the great and horrific layering of what's to come when the satanically inspired chaos breaks out, when the satanically burst in the rise. Could you imagine Satan unleashing in human flesh? I mean, being the, you know, in human skin and the false prophet. It is unprecedented what is here now, globally, in the air, in lives, in the levels of cults and a sect and the New Age movement and spiritual alternatives everywhere. It's as if the entire collective of demonic presence from in the air, some would call that the Akashic Records, the field, the domain, the prince of the power of the air, us, this immediate dense atmosphere we talk about. That's where the spirit is operating. I mean, when the fallen cherub, it's where he's operating from. And so currently, there are more people seduced on a global scale than ever in history. More people into every other kind. And this was seen in early pre-Nazi Germany. By the way, the historian says the first greatest proliferation of occult writings and literature and so forth was in pre-Nazi Germany, and it helped open the doors. And wherever there is in individual lives, in families, the development of cults and groups and nations or tribes that take on, because it always may start light level, but always the leading in to deeper and darker stuff. It always leads to deception. The deception always leads to destruction. So at a national scale, the spiritual fire behind the development of Nazism and all that it dreamed and all that it did and all that it wished and all that it fought for ended in horrific destruction. That is but a drop in the bucket. That when the spirit of Antichrist and the entire Luciferic presence goes fully global, well, we're talking now billions dying before the second coming of Christ. Are you saved? Are you ready? Do you know the living Christ? Will you come out of the, well, I call it the cheap forgery, the spiritual forgery? Number one, the evidence, biblically it speaks about it. Number two, historically we see it deeply in the Gnostics. Number three, currently unprecedented measures of the spirit of Antichrist. And again, in all the teaching, specifically the writings of those who've been guided by spirits, the goal again is, and again, Alice Bailey does this, Helena does this, the secret societies do this, the Masons do this, all across the board. Rip away the real Christ and present and give a replacement of a cheap, de-deified, fake, unable to help you presentation. Number four is the words doctrines of demons. And again, go to 1 Timothy 4 when the Holy Spirit of God. And if you read again in John's Gospel, the Spirit of God is to take from what is Christ's and make it known, to glorify Christ, to witness about Christ. You've got to understand, especially if you're a believer, if you want to be just saturated and filled and walk in the power of the Spirit of God, well, the Spirit of God is here to glorify Christ, unveil Christ, make Christ known, witness to Christ, speak about Christ. That's all he's going to do. Point to the living Christ. That's what occurred in his life. In all the signs, wonders, the Spirit of God coming down on him, the Spirit of God gave witness even in the resurrection. Romans chapter 1. Jesus Christ declared with power by the Spirit of holiness, the eternal Spirit of God, by the resurrection from the dead. But contrary again to the writings of the New Testament, inspired by the Holy Spirit, would come a counterfeit. And I have read a lot of books that are clearly doctrines of demons. In Timothy 1:4, it says the Holy Spirit, the word, the Greek word expressly, it has the idea of he raises his voice and explicitly says that in the latter days, there'll be those who walk away from the faith of Christianity. And the issue here is that a replacement will be offered. That the spirits, they're called planos, imposters, deceivers, that they will come with the goal to deceive many. They will come with the goal to operate through individuals so they can deposit counterfeit writings so that they can be taught. And demonic doctrine has their presence stamped on it. The Bible has the Holy Spirit's presence stamped on it. Demonic doctrines have their content and teaching. The Bible has the Holy Spirit's content and teaching. The spirits are finite, fallen, in nature, liars, deceivers, and opposed to God. God, the Holy Spirit, is God. He's the Spirit of God, uncreated, eternal. And all he is going to do and ever has done is unveil God, God's love, God's plan, Christ. Believers can look at Ephesians chapter 1 where it says, as Paul prays that you might receive a spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you may not, that you would even know Jesus better. To be more filled with the Spirit of God, to be deeply experienced, means, listen, that here's the picture. If you have a fire going outside, a little campfire, and then you take a little small bucket of gas, and you walk out there, with all the people away, I hope, and you throw the gas on the lit fire, what happens? Obviously, it's not the gas that is seen, but when the fire strikes, all of a sudden the fire explodes. Well, when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, that's like he's like the gas that unleashes the Jesus Christ. So when any believer, and you can find this to be true, check out in the book of Acts someday, every single believer that was filled with the Spirit, the central issue of their life was they just followed Jesus, they loved Jesus, they were conscious of the of Jesus being with them and guiding them and leading them. And that's what they wanted to do then, point to Jesus. Tell about Jesus, lead people to Jesus. But in the mix of everything, and part of the satanic agenda is to bring counterfeits. And part of those counterfeits, my friends, are demonic doctrines. Now, we could talk about big works like Helena Blavatsky's Secret Doctrine or Alice Bailey's 21 volumes, but you don't realize something. Globally, they've influenced millions and are to this very day. Eric von Daniken writing, and I read his Return of the Gods, where he literally, guided by some presence, you can tell he is really animated and guided, but the spirit of Antichrist guides him. And it's clear because when you read his writings, he shreds the scriptures, shreds Christ, and then replaces and puts up an alternative, a counterfeit. And he's considered one of the most read individuals in all the world. That's right. And the presentation, well, it's not like some of the documentaries you see on TV about ancient aliens. In reading his materials, and especially the one book, it was a ferocious, bloody attack on Scripture, on God, on Christ, shredding everything. And then presenting again the alternative, in which he's pointing to the aliens, which many of them are claiming to be the Christ. These are the ones that crash in ships, right? And abduct people and sexually rape them and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, right. Space brothers. They're entities, all right. But they are entities that are cooperating and are part of, the Brotherhood of Darkness. The dark spirits, the spirit of Antichrist. And they, my dear friends, are here manifested on this side, operative on this side, is never poor. And they're developing more and more. The Course in Miracles, Eckhart Tolle's book, The New Earth, all of that is evidence of the operating, functioning work of the Spirit of Antichrist. Any of the writings that are going to rip Jesus out and bring in a de-deified, reductionist version, a fake, in order to present a different agenda, well, that is the evidence that the doctrine, the teaching, the book, the writings, guided by the Spirit of Antichrist. Number five, entities. Now, we talked about in Wednesday night's show, Courtney Brown. I was reading The Encounter. I've read it from his book. I was reading it from a reporter, and it's out there on the web. In his engagement with entities and his telepathic abilities to talk to the entities, and one of the entities, he claims, was Jesus. Now, every single description he gives in the book and what I've seen him write about clearly shows me it is not Jesus. All the teaching coming out of the mouth of this alien that claims to be Jesus is contrary to the actual teachings of Jesus. Everything that came out of the mouth of the entity that Courtney Brown, a professor, a remote viewer, a kind of spiritual New Ager, everything that he claimed that the entity told him matches completely the Luciferic agenda of a spiritual evolution to a human consciousness transformation. That's been the thing said all along. That's what the Gnostics were being driven by. The Gnostics included, all the millions of New Agers, no one has reached godhood. Finite spirits cannot evolve themselves. The fallen cherub Luciferians, real Satanists, cannot evolve. The physics of finiteness. God is infinite, has been, always will be, infinite, immeasurable. Has the power to grant eternal life. Has the power to put an end, in the end, to all of this radical evil. It's coming. That is coming. The end of it is coming. But the battle for lives, the battle for you, is being waged. And if you don't know the living Christ and have the indwelling of the Spirit of God, this is why I'm here. This is why God has given me this hour. That's all I've cared about for over 35 years, is to share with others. I've got to lead my grandmother to Jesus, my father to Jesus Christ, and the gift of eternal life, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of others. Please understand, I make no bones about it, and I surely am not ashamed to say that God loves you, that in my heart I care. I know what it is to cry, to weep, to be overwhelmed for the burden of fellow humans that are not yet brought back to God. That's what Jesus, the cross, and the real New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Will you get back to that? Instead of all of the cubic zirconium spirituality, instead of all the fake stuff, even though it may seem light and like lightness, and I speak to you who are in the UN right now that have gone to that chapel, the Spirit of Antichrist seeks you. And if you give in to its presence, teaching, experience, well, the precursors that will link you to the coming Antichrist, you'll see him as something different. Yeah, you will lose your soul. You'll never be in the embrace of God in the end. You'll lose it all. Do you really want to lose it all? So the entities. A lot of it occurs among the ufologists. It occurs, again, with people having experiences, seeing the entities are the Christ, or the entity, meaning, you know, fake angels and so forth, will tell them that they are the Christ, sun, moon. All the individuals out there that have experiences claiming, I am the Christ. Well, obviously, they couldn't, I mean, do a comparison. You can see them as just sinners, supernaturally seduced, and supernaturally seducing others. No problem with sinners also. To get out, to break away. And that is possible. Remember the story of all Tarsus. And it's clear God intervened and broke him away from and into living Christ. So if you're a believer out there, know how to pray that God invades lives of individuals the way of all worship. I mean, realize, again, the gospel of the God of salvation, faith comes from hearing that gospel, that anybody can be saved. And God wills all everywhere, even you sitting now, not by accident. But God says, and be here on the other side of the earth. More on that in America, in Ohio. But the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living Christ, is there to lead you. Call out, Jesus Christ, I trust you. I believe in you. Come into my life. You are Savior. Who am I? I accept you all you are. Gift to give me eternal life. Let him come in. Let him give you the Holy Spirit. Come know him. Begin to work God. Grow like crazy. He gives a sixth thing. Experiences. Now, one day there are all kinds of experiences out there today on Stone Skulls. And I watched as individuals came in, and I mean, they literally honored the crystal skull as if God sent. I mean, they were honoring this thing in such a way they were honoring it. No doubt, crystal can't have Montrezl, they can't have a prince that hatchet. And there are entities that come to you, they call it sweet palaces. Voices that they claim to realize how broad, how wide door has opened in the last 6 years to individuals, every that are being encountered experiences that lead them to false doctrine, false teaching, false Christ, which are, again, if no Savior, you know them. So any spiritual spirits out there, many that are supported by false spirit Christ, and they are leading people away. Six area, biblical, historical, current, doctrines of demons, entities, and then experiences. They're all working, even as I speak. But let me tell you now that as believers and as anyone who really wants to know how you can really be clear, and as the scripture says, this is how you can recognize the difference between the spirit of error, spirit of truth, spirit of Christ or the Antichrist. Let me just give you four quick things quickly as we're closing out. I see we're coming to the end of the hour. Let me give you four things. Number one, know the truth. I'm talking about know the truth of Scripture. Know the truth of the Word of God. That is the language of the Spirit of God. That is the Spirit of God's content, and He's in it, and He's going to give you the depth and give you the warning and give you the blessing and give you the strength. So you got to, if you're born of the Spirit of God, you're going to want to know all that you can in the Scriptures. Know the Word backward and forward. Love it. Get into it. Read it. Receive it as personal from God to you. Number two, know Jesus. Look what the Scripture says about Him. Look how four Gospels unveil Him. Look how everything, even the Old Testament, 300. Have you read the 300 prophecies that speak about His first coming? How much do you know? Do you know that He's called, that He's Yahweh Adonai in human flesh? Isaiah 6. Isaiah saw the pre-incarnate eternal Christ, God, that became human flesh. So wrap your arms around Jesus. Love Him. Follow Him. Know Him. Go to 1 John. See how it says to love Christ, follow Christ. The Spirit of God will do one thing. The real anointing, the Holy Spirit of God, will lead you to stay in Christ, be filled with Christ, be in deep fellowship. Number three, be experienced with the Holy Spirit. I mean, listen, you can read again in the book of Acts the great work of the Holy Spirit, but if you're a believer, the Holy Spirit indwells you. He's to guide you, to open up all the Word, to so fill you that you know Jesus. The Greek word is epigenosis, experientially deep. Do you love Jesus? He's never left you. He's never forsaken you. He's inside of you as a believer. And the Holy Spirit is your life and power. And He will always point you to Jesus more and more. Number four, know that there is an agenda, a battle going on. All hell, well, I could say that 75% of it has been unleashed. That's how I would see it. But the other 25%, that will come in massive bursts. Listen, when it comes, the world, the nations, well, listen, in vast trouble. I would simply say, again, Russ Dizdar here, shatterthedarkness.net on the web, shatterthedarkness.net. Keep us in your prayers. And my dear friends, without all that commercial products and everything else, we simply say, if you believe in the benefit of this work we're doing overall, and you've taken a look at the site, and you believe it'll be beneficial, and you think it's a good thing for now, a time like this, then we would pray that you would help support. All we're going to say about that, we love you. God loves you. We'll see you in the next session. Good night.